Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. How's everybody doing? Good, good. Well, I am blessed and highly favored. I'm glad to be alive, and I thank God for his abundant blessings. Did you know that it is a blessing to bless the Lord? To thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and everything that he does in our life each and every day. Amen. We should all get in a habit of bragging on the Lord and bless him each day. When you bless the Lord, things open up. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So by you seeking God, by you blessing him, by you praising him, all things shall be added unto you. And things just open up. Not only that, but when you seek the Lord and bless the Lord will give you strength and you will become stronger each and every day. It says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. In Psalms 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." See, by blessing the Lord, by seeking the Lord, you get strength each and every day. It's a blessing to bless the Lord. So it feels so good to bless the Lord. You get joy, you get strength, and you get all of his benefits. Psalms 103:1-2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." This further lets you know that by blessing the Lord, by bragging on the Lord, by praising the Lord, by seeking the Lord, you're blessed as well. You get all of his benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, keep blessing the Father of Lights. It's a blessing to bless the Lord. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a good and great day. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.